Conservation of Energy, GCSE Physics Podcast. Hello, and welcome to GCSE Physics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental principles in all of physics, the conservation of energy. This is topic 1.4 in the AQA GCSE specification, and it's absolutely crucial for your exam success. Now, you might be thinking, energy conservation, isn't that about turning off lights? Well, not quite. In physics, conservation of energy means something very specific and incredibly powerful. It's the idea that energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred from one store to another or dissipated to the surroundings. This principle underpins everything from roller coasters to electric motors, and understanding it will unlock marks across multiple exam questions. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand the energy stores and transfer pathways, how to calculate efficiency like a pro, and most importantly, how to avoid the common pitfalls that cost candidates marks every single year. So let's get started. Let's begin with the foundation, the law of conservation of energy. In your exam, you need to state this precisely. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred, stored, or dissipated. That exact wording earns you a mark. Notice I said dissipated, not lost or used up. This is critical exam language, and we'll come back to why in a moment. AKA uses what's called the stores and transfers model. Think of energy stores as containers where energy sits, and transfer pathways as the mechanisms that move energy between those containers. There are 8 main energy stores you need to know: chemical, kinetic, gravitational potential, elastic potential, thermal, magnetic, electrostatic, and nuclear. Let me give you a quick memory hook. Can kittens get excited to meet every neighbor? That's chemical, kinetic, gravitational, elastic, thermal, magnetic, electrostatic, nuclear. Now, how does energy move between these stores? Through 4 main pathways: mechanical work, electrical work, heating, and radiation. Mechanical work is when a force moves an object, like pushing a box. Electrical work is when charges flow in a circuit. Heating is thermal energy transfer from hot to cold. And radiation is energy transferred by waves, like light or sound. Here's where it gets exam relevant. When you describe an energy change in a question, you must name the specific stores and the pathway. For example, don't write movement energy. That's vague and earns 0 marks. Instead, write energy is transferred mechanically from the chemical store of the fuel to the kinetic store of the car. See the difference? Specific stores, specific pathway. Let's talk about dissipation, because this trips up so many candidates. When energy is wasted, it's usually dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. This causes a small temperature rise in the environment. The energy hasn't vanished, it's just spread out and become less useful. In your exam, if you write that energy is lost, you'll lose marks. Always say dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Now, let's tackle efficiency. This is a calculation you absolutely must master. Efficiency equals useful output energy transfer divided by total input energy transfer. You can express this as a decimal or multiply by 100 to get a percentage. Here's the golden rule. Efficiency can never be greater than 1 or 100%. If your calculation gives you an efficiency of 1.2 or 120%, you've made a mistake. You've probably divided input by output instead of the reverse. Check immediately and flip your fraction. Let me give you a worked example. An electric motor has a total input energy of 100 joules. It produces 75 joules of useful kinetic energy, and 25 joules is wasted as thermal energy. What's the efficiency? Efficiency equals 75 divided by 100, which equals 0.75, or 75%. Notice that the useful output plus the wasted energy equals the total input. That's conservation of energy in action. One more key concept: closed systems. A closed system is one where no energy can enter or leave. In a closed system, the total energy remains constant. Energy just shifts between stores. This is why we can equate energy before and after a change. For example, when a ball falls, gravitational potential energy decreases and kinetic energy increases by the same amount, assuming no air resistance. Right, let's talk exam strategy. This topic is assessed heavily in AO2 questions, which means applying your knowledge to unfamiliar contexts. You might see questions about theme park rides, car brakes, or power stations. Don't panic. The physics is always the same. Identify the stores at the start, identify the stores at the end, and describe the pathway. Here are the top 3 mistakes that cost candidates marks every year. Number 1. Using vague language. Energy is lost, or movement energy will not earn credit. Be specific. Name the stores. Use the word dissipated. Number 2. Getting efficiency upside down. Always put useful output on top, total input on the bottom. If your answer is greater than 1, you've made an error. Number 3. Forgetting to square velocity in kinetic energy calculations. The formula is 1/2 times mass times velocity squared. If you're rearranging to find velocity, you must square root at the end. This is a classic error in questions linking gravitational potential energy to kinetic energy. Here's a pro tip. In calculations where GPE lost equals KE gained, the mass often cancels out. But show the full working. Write m times g times h equals 1/2 times m times v squared, then cancel the m. That earns you method marks even if you make an arithmetic error later. And remember, command words matter. State means a brief factual answer. Describe means say what happens. Explain means say why or how, using because to link cause and effect. If a question says explain, you must give a reason to earn full marks. Okay, let's test your recall with some quickfire questions. Pause after each one and answer out loud. Question 1. State the law of conservation of energy. Question 2. Name the 8 energy stores. Question 3. What does dissipated mean in the context of wasted energy? Question 4. If a device has 80 joules of useful output and 100 joules of total input, what is its efficiency? Question 5. True or false, energy can be lost in a closed system. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Active recall like this is one of the most powerful study techniques. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the law of conservation of energy, the 8 energy stores, the 4 transfer pathways, how to calculate efficiency correctly, and the critical importance of using precise language in your exam answers. Remember, energy is never created or destroyed, only transferred, stored, or dissipated. Always name specific stores. Always put useful output over total input for efficiency. And never, ever say energy is lost. This topic links to so many others in your specification. Forces, electricity, heating and cooling, even particle model of matter. Understanding energy transfers is like having a master key that unlocks the whole of physics. Keep practicing those calculations, keep using precise terminology, and you'll be well on your way to top marks. Thanks for listening to GCSE Physics Essentials, and good luck with your revision.